弟兄姊妹，那个今天我想要教授的题目呢，还是继续同样的主题，就是与世界分别。
Today the topic that I'm sharing is to continue from last time, how to be separated from the world.
我想弟兄们也都提到这个题目好几次。
Other brothers have also shared on the same topic many times.
那也许你会问说，那怎么又再提这件事情？
Maybe the question will be why talk about this thing again.
一方面是我觉得我上次提到的呢，有一些还没有未尽的地方，还没有完全的地方。
The reason is there are some points that I haven't fully shared last time.
然后另外一方面就是，我觉得与世界分别呢，是一个综合性的操练。
And the other thing is, I feel that to be separated from the world is something that should be practiced.
它是很多的操练在一起。
It is something that is there are many points that it together is practiced together.
所以它不是只是讲与世界分别而已。
So it's not just zeroed in on one point which is separated from the world.
它在里面呢，比如说我们有学习听圣灵的声音。
It encompasses the aspect of how to listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
学习知道哪一个是神的意思旨意。
Or knowing the will of God.
然后要学习有些事情要放下。
And how to let go of things.
有些事情要学习self-control 就自我的那个节制
or to have self-control
所以它有很多的操练在里面我们需要学习的
so there are many aspects to practice within this topic、
okay. 好比如说、啊、上一次我提到的时候呢我举了一些例子
for example last time I mentioned a few examples
比如说基督徒到底可不可以化妆
For example, should a Christian put on makeup?
可不可以看电影
Can a Christian watch a movie?
或是你可不可以玩那个 iPod?
Or can you play iPod?
就是我用这些例子哈，并不是说想要告诉弟兄姊妹哪些可以做，哪些不能做。
I use this example not to tell brothers and sisters what are the things we can do or what are the things we cannot do.
我有两个目的。
I have two purposes.
就是借由这些例子哈，帮助我们抓住属灵的实际跟原则。
Is to use this example so that we could grasp the spiritual reality and principle in our daily life.
就是说这些可不可以做的标准在哪里呢
Where is the standard as to whether we can do certain things?
不是你定的也不是我定。
It's not you or I who set the standards.
乃是神在你身上定。
But it is God who set the standard in your heart.
然后借这些例子呢好像我们能够略略抓着然后第二点就是说在你生活里面呢你怎么样去判断
And the second thing is in your daily life, how do you discern this thing?
然后我盼望弟兄姊妹去思想说，在你自己的生活里面，哪些要学习与世界分别
？So I want brothers and sisters to go and contemplate about what are the things that you need to be learning, to be separated from the world.
过去你可能觉得反正做这些事情。很普通，大家都做。
Maybe in the past you think that doing these things are very normal since everybody else are doing them.
现在你开始可能会去想说，哎，这个事情我在那边做的时候，是不是已经在爱世界了
？But now maybe you, when you do these things, maybe you will think, well, am I loving the world when I'm doing certain things?
所以有些属世界的事情哈，是明显是犯罪的。
Some of the things that are of the world are obviously sinful.
我们要这些事情不讨神的喜悦是蛮明显。
these things do not please the Lord, and they are very obvious.
这些事情我们要避免。
So those things we should avoid.
其实我说要避免，其实也不是都很容易啊。
Actually, in order to avoid those things, it's not really that easy.
上次弟兄不是提到一个见证吗？就是一个卖车的弟兄。
For example, our brother last time mentioned about the car salesman.
对，他是车行的老板，但是他们用欺骗的方法抬高旧车的价格。
He's the owner of that car dealership and uses fraudulent method to raise the price of the used car.
对，全部人都这样做。
And everybody else is doing that too.
直到当神给他里面感动，发现这样做不讨神的喜悦。
Until God showed him inside that this does not please the Lord.
所以他就很就是在靠着主的恩典呢，能够把这个事情很诚实的降价，能够去赔偿。
And only at that point, then very honestly, he lowered the price of those used cars.
其实这不容易的。
This is not easy.
但是我们先明显是罪的，我们知道我们要与他分别。
But at least for us, those that are obvious to us that are sins, we should not do them.
像世人有的时候常常说一些咒诅的话。
For example, there are swear words that people of the world uses.
一些 curse.
Or curse.
然后有一些上瘾的事情他们脱不开的。
Or things that are addictive that they cannot be freed from.
这些明显的罪是属世。
These obvious sins are of the world.
然后我也提到一些有一些不太明显就是犯罪。
There are other things that are not very obvious, that are not obviously sinful.
我们在这些事情上面，我们要有一个心智啊，要学习与世界分别。
But even on those things, we need to have a heart that we want to be separated from the world.
当我们有这样的心智的话，你会发现你里面。就能够明亮起来。
If we have this heart, then we will find out that all of a sudden we will see light.
有时候我们对与世界分别这个事情呢比较不看重的话，你就容易糊涂。
If we do not emphasize on being separated from the world, then it's easy for us to be not clear about things.
所以有时候我们自己在爱世界、属世界，我们自己都不太晓得。
So even when we're already loving the world, we're not even aware of it ourselves.
因为有些事情不是那么明显。
Because some things are not very obvious.
所以上次哈，我强调一件事情，就是我们让圣灵在我们里面呢，能够显明出来我们是不是在爱世界。
Last time I shared that we should let the Holy Spirit show us whether we are already loving the world.
比如说有个姊妹呢，她喜欢化很浓的妆。
For example, a sister, she loves to put on heavy makeup.
但是有一天呢，当神圣灵将她感动，她知道说，她这样的一个脱不开的情况是不讨神喜悦。
But one day the Lord showed her.That being so attached to this kind of thing is really not good.
这个方面好，我们一定要去学习去操练。
This kind of thing we need to go and practice.
因为那是神在我们身上的标准。
Because that's the standard that God sets for us.
但是我担心一件事情。
But I worried about another thing.
就是我们在这方面的那个精力跟操练，有时候还不太够。
That our practice on this thing is not enough.
我们不太晓得圣灵在我们里面的平安跟他的话语。
We do not know the peace that is that the Holy Spirit put in us and also His word.
对，所以有时候我们可以讲说啊，我今天上网上了3个小时，我心里很平安。
So maybe sometimes we already in the looking at the internet for 3 hours, and we still feel really peaceful.
然后我们还可以说啊，我今天去舞厅跳舞，我也觉得很平安啊，圣灵让我去。
Or I went to the dance hall and dance, but I still feel really peaceful about it.
所以我们这个方面要一直去追求，去操练。
So we need to be, you know, pursuing the Lord and then practice this out.
所以我今天可能会再讲个讲个几件事情，能够补足这方面的可能的不足。
So I'm gonna share a few more things, to supplement on my previous sharing.
好，我们先读几处圣经哈。
Let's read a few passages.
那个约翰一书第二章。
First John 2:15.
约翰一书第二章十五节十六节
First John 2 verse 15 and 16
不要爱世界和世界上的事人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面了因为凡世界上的事就像肉体的情欲眼目的情欲并今生的骄傲都不是从父来的乃是从世界来的
Love not the world neither the things that are in the worldIf any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
马太福音第六章二十四节。
Matthew 6,
二十四节。
24.
马太福音六章二十四。
Matthew 6, 24.
一个人不能侍奉两个主不是恶这个爱那个就是重这个轻那个你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门
No man can serve two masters for either he will hate the one and love the other or else he will hold one to the one or else he will hold to the one and despise the other he cannot serve God and mammon
约翰福音十七章十四节
John 17:14
十七章十四节
John 17:14
我已将你的道赐给他们世界又恨他们因为他们不属世界正如我不属世界一样
I have given them thy word and the world hated them because they are not of the world even as I am not of the world
okay, 我们再读一处哈加拉太书六章十四
Galatians 6:14
加拉太书六章十四
Galatians 6:14
但我断不以别的夸口只夸我们的主耶稣基督的十字架因这十字架就我而论世界已经钉在十字架上就世界而论我已经钉在十字架上
But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world
OK 好在我进入一些的那个例子跟那个一些的重点之前呢有一个基本的事情我们要再强调一次
Before I start going into the examples, there's one thing that we need to highlight.
就是我们当我们看到实际的事情的时候，你会发现，遇到时候我们觉得好像，有些事情不是一定是这样子，是有 gray area.
When we encounter certain situation, we will find out there's certain gray area.
对，比如说有些事情哈，有的人可以做，有的人不可以做。
For example, some can do it, but others cannot.
为什么呢？有的事情是因为那个事情成为那个人的捆绑。
It's because some certain things become a bondage for certain people.
所以神在他身上，他的意思是叫他不可以做。
So the Lord does not will this person to do such things.
然后有时候我们又讲到程度的问题。
Sometimes it's a matter of degree.
就比如说我刚刚说你化妆要化得很浓才是爱去见的，还是化得很淡才就不太爱去见呢？
So is it an issue if you put on makeup? If it's heavy, then you love the world. If it's light, you do not love the world.
或是我们去看电影，是一个月看一次就爱去见呢，还是三个月看一次比较不爱去见？
And with regards to movie, if you watch a movie once a month, does that mean you love the world more versus if you watch a movie every 3 months?
所以有些事情表面上你看起来好像没有一个绝对的标准在那里。
So you might feel like there's really no absolute standard.
但是我现在想要强调说，对于在与世界分别这件事情上面，神是很绝对。
Well, I want to say that to be separated from the world is a very definite, absolute thing.
神非常看重与世界的分别。
The Lord put a lot of weight on being separated from the world.
这件事情从主的眼光来看，完全没有妥协的余地。
There is no room for
compromise
in this thing.
这可能就像那个汉贼势不两立，那个完全不能没有相交的地方。
So there's no mixture together. There should be no mixture.
所以这件事情告诉我们说，人如果爱世界啊，爱父的心就不在他心里。这是分得很清楚的。
That's why it says that if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
在圣经里面哈，那个父神常常跟是世界是相对的。
We always see the opposing force, the Father versus the world.
主耶稣跟撒旦总是相对。
Jesus versus Satan.
一位是那个国度的王，一位是世界的王。
One is the king of the kingdom of God, and the other is the king of the world.
然后那个圣灵跟肉体哈，常常是相对。
And then Holy Spirit versus the flesh.
所以你会看见那个世界、撒旦、肉体啊，这几个东西都是跟世界有关系。
So we see the world, Satan, and flesh. All these are related to the world.
因为撒旦掌管这个世界的系统。
Because Satan has control over the world system.
然后我们刚刚读到哈，那个什么肉体的情欲啊，那都是从世界来的。
And a while ago we read about the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes. Those are from the world.
所以我们的神哈，父子灵啊，跟世界是完全相对的。
So, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is opposed to the world.
然后我们刚刚又读到说，你不能侍奉主又侍奉马门。
And a while ago we said you cannot serve God and Mammon.
那个马门就是财，钱财是世界的一种代表。
Mammon is a representation of the world.
如果我们侍奉主呢？如果我们侍奉世界呢？你就不要想要侍奉主。
If you serve the world, then you cannot serve God.
你一定是爱这个，重这个，要不然就轻这个，就是不看重那个。
You either love one or the other.
对，没有那个没有脚踏两条船的情况。
You cannot put one feet on one boat.
然后主在离世的时候，他离开世界为门徒们祷告。
And the Lord before he left this world, he prayed for the disciples.
如果大家读的话，他提过好几次呢。他说他们不属于这世界。
He mentioned many times that they do not belong to the world.
就像主耶稣来到世界，他也不属于世界。
Just like Jesus, he does not belong to the world.
主耶稣不是说我们还是跟世界很有关系，属于一点点世界，他不是这样讲。
He doesn't say that we're part of the world or we're still related to the world.
他的意思呢，我们完全不属于这个世界。
He said we're completely out of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在那个地位上面与世界分别这件事情上面，我会发现。其实神是很清楚，跟世界我们是完全一刀两断的。
Okay, from the point of position, we are completely separated, out of the world.
所以我们在实际的事情上面碰到的时候呢，我们这个理念，这个意念呢，一定要在那里。
So when we encounter a situation, we need to have this principle in our mind.
Okay. 好，我今天想要强调的就是两个点而已。
Want to focus on two points.
对，有时候我讲东西试着简单一点，大家比较不容易睡觉。
I want to simplify things so that we won't feel sleepy.
第一个呢，我们要学习舍弃。
One is to learn how to let go.
第二个事情呢，我们要学习要事情要抓紧一点。
The second thing is to hold on.
对，就这两件事情。
So only two things.
一个是舍弃，一个是要抓紧一点。
One is to let go, the other is to hold on.
对，我现在要稍微解释一下哈。
I'm gonna explain further.
Okay. 那个主耶稣告诉我们说要舍己背起十字架来跟从他。
The Lord tells us that we need to deny ourselves and carry our cross and follow Him.
所以你会发现十字架这件事情有舍弃。
We know that in the cross there is letting go.
我们刚刚有读到加拉太书，他说世界就我而论已经钉在十字架上。
In Galatians it said that the world is crucified.
所以在这个事情上面，我们发现我们要学习去舍弃。
So on this thing, we need to deny ourselves.
我们上次其实有唱过一首诗歌，那个圣徒诗歌295。
Hymnary
295。圣徒诗歌295。
295。
哦，翻到吗？哈，他这个第一节开头他就说，我今转身背向俗世和他一切的欢愉。
I've turned my back upon the world with all its idle pleasures.
我看哈，如果你看倒数第二行哈。
Second to the last.
我今越过分别界限，世界丢弃在背后，远远在背后。
I crossed the separating line and left the world behind me.
就远远在背后。
So it's left the world far behind me.
对，所以你会我们今天不唱哈，就是上次有唱，就是你会发现当我们信主之后呢。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus,
世界就我们而论呢，已经被钉在十字架上。
To us, the world has already been crucified.
然后我们今天是好像一个180度的转了我们人生的方向。
And we turned 180 degrees as far as our direction is concerned.
那个世界呢，好像丢在我们背后，而且是远远的丢在背后。
And the world is far, far behind us.
那个，所以这边有一个舍弃的功课要学习。
So there's a letting go, a lesson for letting go that we need to learn.
那个以色列人哈，他们在摩西带领底下离开埃及。
Through the leadership of Moses, the Israel left Egypt.
他也是一个预表的图画，告诉我们说。离开世界，因为埃及预表世界。
This is a type showing us that we need to leave the world.
对，他们需要抛弃在埃及过去的生活，他们的房子，离开，然后走那个神要带领他们走的路。
They left their life, their house in Egypt.
然后那个在那个以色列人曾经被掳到别的国家。像掳到巴比伦那个地方。
And they were also enslaved and brought to Babylon after a while.
当神呼召一些人要回到那个神的那个耶路撒冷这个地方的时候，他们也要抛弃许多东西。
And when the Lord called some of them out to go back to Jerusalem, they also had to left behind all their things in Babylon.
对，他们已经在那里好几十年、上百年的时间。已经生根了，但他们要放下。
Many have been in Babylon for decades or hundreds of years, but they have to let go.
而且我们信主之后啊，你会发现我们过去很多世界上的爱好跟观念还在我们身上。
You will realize that even after we believe, we still have a lot of thinking or values from before.
所以你会发现与世界分别这件事情上面，我们会有一个很重要学习，就是学习舍弃跟放下。
So when we talk about separating from the world, we need to learn to let go of all these things.
当我在讲舍弃跟放下的时候，大家会觉得很负面，很 negative。
Maybe you will feel like it's very negative to talk about letting go.
但是其实不是这样。
But actually, it's not.
当我们这样子学习的时候，其实是很正面、很 positive 的。
Actually, when we learn of this, it's a very positive thing.
我们是为着主的缘故。
It's for the sake of our Lord.
当我们这样子学习舍弃的时候，有两件事情会发生在我们身上，至少。
When we learn to let go, there are two things that will happen to us.
第一件事情，当你舍弃之后呢，你舍弃你所爱的时候呢，你会发现主的爱会充满在你心里。
When we let go of something we love, we will find out that the love of the Lord will fill us.
你过去太爱这个东西了，但是你现在为了主的缘故，你放下。
For example, you love a thing very much, but now for the sake of the Lord,You leave this thing behind.
真的很奇妙，当你愿意放下你心所爱的时候呢，主的爱就充满在你心里。
And it's very amazing that when you let go of this thing, you will experience the love of the Lord.
第二件事情，我们会开始经历什么叫做生命平安。
The second thing is you will start to experience life and peace.
为什么？当我们能够舍弃的时候，你会发现是圣灵在我们里面的引导跟感动。
When you can let go of certain things, it's because of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们爱一个东西，你要放下不容易。
To let go of a thing you love is very hard.
但是你愿意，我们愿意服在圣灵的引导的声音底下。
But if we're willing to be submissive to the leading of the Holy Spirit,
圣经告诉我们呢？随从圣灵的呢，就是生命平安。
The Bible says that to submit to the Holy Spirit, there is life.
当你学习舍弃一件事情的时候，你发现主的平安也充满在你心里。
And when you let go of this thing, you also realize the peace of the Lord is also in you.
所以，当我们愿意这样子去学习的话，我们就真正知道。什么是圣灵的平安？基督的平安在我们心里坐着。
So when we learn of about when we learn of letting go, we will know the peace of the Lord in us.
你就比较不会发生刚刚我讲的那种情况。比如说，上网三个小时你还觉得很平安那种情况。
So something like if you're something like this, like being in the internet for 3 hours.And still have peace. That kind of thing will not happen to you.
因为你开始能够分辨什么是真正是圣灵出来的平安。
Because you start to really discern what is the peace of the Holy Spirit.
那个我们也用过好几次，以前倪弟兄的例子。
We also use examples of Brother Ni many times.
对，他从小就认识一位女孩子，是他一直在心中爱慕的。
He knew a girl from childhood and he really loved this girl.
对，但是当我们弟兄信主之后呢，他对主非常认真。
But when he became after he became a believer, he was really serious for the Lord.
但是那位女孩子呢，对福音呢一点兴趣都没有。
But the lady, she's not interested in the gospel at all.
其实他们是从人的角度来看是很相配。
From the point of view of men, they're really suitable for each other.
一个是我那个形容词不太好，天才不太好。但是一个是很聪明的。
One
很优秀，很优秀，很聪明的。
One excels, and is very intelligent.
对，一个是那个大学的校花。
And the other one is like, she's beautiful and she's 对对
对。
Yeah.
Okay. 所以他们从人的角度看来是很相配。
So from the point of view of men, they're suitable for each other.
所以但是对于我们弟兄的心里面来讲呢，他很爱慕，但是他知道他不能信与不信的，他不能相配在一起。
But for our brother, even though he loves this girl, he knew that we cannot be unequally yoked with unbelievers.
所以呢，他就在神的面前，他就把这段感情就整个放下。
So, before the Lord, he let go of this feeling, this relationship.
当他放下之后呢？很奇妙的，他就以前穿很好的衣服，他后来把那个很比较贵的衣服换掉，换成比较普通朴素的衣服。
And after he did that, he also changed the way he looked. Not before he used to wear like really very good nice clothing, and then now he just wear ordinary garments.
他就拿了很多的那个福音传单。拿着相符呢，就到街上去贴，要开福音会啊，或者是去传福音。
And then he also put paste a lot of tracts on the wall and to announce like there's going to be gospel meeting.
Yeah. 所以在那个之后哈，那个地方我忘了，应该是福州吧，那个。他在那个地方呢，就新带起是那个福音的复兴。
And so in that place where he was, probably in Fuzhou, there was a revival.
他们去在那个旷野里面传讲福音的时候，大家都搬着椅子来听的。
And when they preached the gospel in the outskirts, people brought chairs to listen to the gospel.
他好像就一些事情呢，远远抛在背后，就向前服侍主。
So he left and let many things go, and just focused on going on with the Lord.
他的心路历程呢，我们知道，因为他写了一首，他在这件事情之后写了一首诗歌，叫做《主爱长阔高深》。
He wrote a hymn, like the love of God is deep. There's a hymn on about that.
的意思就是说，当他把这个感情放下、舍弃之后呢，主的爱，他就开始更深的认识什么叫做主爱长阔高深。
So when he let go of this relationship, he experienced in a deeper way the love of God.
然后主的爱就充满浇灌在他心里面，他生死他都不管，他要跟随主。
And the love of God really filled him that he.It's not worried about life or death, and he just wants to follow the Lord.
上次其实我们另外也唱一首诗歌，其实也是我想讲的，375首。
Hymn 375 is another hymn.
那个375首。就说你若取去我的心爱，求以自己给我。
If thou should take my love away, give me thyself, I pray.
就说，这就是我们尼弟兄写的诗歌。
This is a song by our brother Watchman Nee.
他有个经历哈，当愿意放下自己心爱的东西的时候呢，主耶稣以他自己给了他。
So he experienced when he let go of something he loved.The Lord gave him himself.
对，其实我身上也发生过这种事情。
I also have experienced this thing before.
对，这也是我信主之后，因为这个信与不信的关系呢，也是我需要去放下。
Because of after I believe, I know this principle of we should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. So I had to let go of a relationship too.
当放下之后呢，我们才明白这首诗歌在讲什么东西。
It's only after you have experienced this letting go that you will understand what this hymn is talking about.
有些你心爱的，但是主不喜悦的，你愿意放下的话，主就丰丰富富的让他自己充满在你里面。
If there are certain things that you love, but you know it does not please the Lord, and you let it go, then you will experience the love of God filling you.
那个还有很多事情哈，我们里面非常想要的这些东西，不管是我们的工作、前途，然后我们的学位，很多是我们很想要的。
There are many things that we love so much. For example, our work, our future, our degree.
这些东西也主不是说我们放下之后我们就要工作就要辞掉，好像书就不念，不是这个意思。
It does not mean that if we let go of these things, then we need to quit our job or something like that.
但是在主面前，我们心里面能够放下这些我们紧紧抓住放不下的东西。
But it is to let go of things that we hold so we are gripping on to.
主不要让这些事情成为我们的世界。
Because the Lord does not want these things to become our world.
我上次讲到一个自己的例子哈，我有时候只能见证，只能讲自己碰过的事情。
I used my own testimony last time.
我提到的是说，我以前很喜欢听古典音乐。
I love to listen to classical music before.
对，我是真的，就是我从小就听的。
I really love it. I listened to it even when I was a kid.
然后当我在一些心里面空虚的时候呢，我是用古典音乐来填满。
And I use classical music to fill my emptiness inside.
弟兄说你这个例子哈很难共鸣。
Some brother said, well, it's hard to apply this example of yours.
他说现在很少人在听古典音乐。
Because there are very few people listening to classical music this day.
但你可以把那个古典音乐用什么流行音乐，用什么电影，用什么韩剧来代替都可以。
But you can substitute classical music for anything like pop music or movies or soap opera.
对，我意思是说哈，有些事情我们要在主面前有个心智愿意放下。
What I'm after is that there are certain things we need to go before the Lord and have this willingness to let go of them.
然后那个古典音乐的例子呢，我是发现是主的诗歌吸引我。
With regards to this classical music issue, I found out later that it's the hymns, the song for the Lord that attracted me.
对啊，我没有特别去努力去放下它，乃是好像很自然的就过去了。
I didn't really use a lot of effort to let go of the classical music, but it just went away.
所以我一直说，盼望弟兄姊妹，我们也有各样的这种舍弃的经历。
So I want brothers and sisters to have different kinds of experience with regards to letting go.
那个年长弟兄，伯弟兄有个儿子，六月会来嘛？退休会来。
Our brother, Bo has a son who will be coming to the retreat.
对，有一次伯弟兄交通的时候讲到他儿子的见证。
One time, Brother Bo, he used his son, as a testimony.
他那个高中毕业呢，那个毕业的舞会是非常盛大隆重的那个毕业的这个一件事情大事。
When he was graduating, there was like a prom, and it's a very big deal for them.
他很想去。
And his son really wanted to go.
但是那天刚好是查经。
But that day there was a Bible study.
所以他心中有点挣扎，他也跟那个爸爸妈妈交通讨论。
And so that day he had a struggle, and he also discussed the issue with his parents.
然后爸爸妈妈叫他，你就自己决定嘛，然后要去的话你就去啊。
And the parents said, well, you can decide for yourself.
所以他把那个衣，我记得好像就是把那个衣服都已经准备好了，那种正式的衣服。
So, he had already prepared the formal tuxedo to go.
但是呢，他我忘了是前一天还是就是那天的时候，他就跟他的跟我们他爸爸讲说他决定不去了。
And I don't know if it's that day or the day before, he said to his dad, I'm no longer going.
然后他说 他还是要去查经。
And he would rather go to the Bible study.
我不是说以后这种小那个年轻人都不能去毕业的 activity, 我不是这个意思。
I don't mean that the young people cannot go to any of the graduation related activities.
你会发现这个年轻人呢，在他心里面跟主有一个第一手的舍弃的经历。
But we can see that from this young person that he has a first hand experience of letting go before the Lord.
对，他爸爸妈妈是，我相信他爸爸妈妈希望他去查经。
Probably the parents really like him to choose to go to the Bible study.
但是爸爸妈妈让他自己在主面前寻求有他的选择。
But they want him to seek for himself.
那最后我想他在他心里面就因着主的缘故呢，他就放下他很想去的一件事情。
And for the sake of the Lord, he let go of this thing that was close to his heart.
所以这是一个舍弃哈，在舍弃这方面，里面有一个点我要再交通一下。
There's a point with regards to letting go that I want to share further.
那个提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy 6.
提摩太前书第六章第十节。
Verse 10.
提摩太前书六章十跟十一节哈。
First Timothy 6:10-11.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness.
这个意思就是说有很多事情啊，这边当然用贪财当例子，是这个世界上的事情。
There are many things, but here it talk about love of money as one of them.
这边我想要强调的是说，你这属神的人要逃避这些事。
And I want to emphasize, it says here, O men of God, flee from these things.
要逃避。
Flee.
然后我们再看提摩太后书第二章二十一。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
21:22.
21:22.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，从那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also from youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
二十一节他说你要脱离卑贱的事。
Purge, verse 21, it says, purge himself from this.
然后你就成为一个贵重的器。
And then you become a vessel unto honor.
然后再补上说你要逃避少年的事。
And then it also adds, flee also from youthful lust.
这边实在是很多的经历跟见证。
There are many testimony here.
那个我这个人就是 我还是会有看电影。
I still watch movies.
但是我现在看呢，除了陪小孩看卡通以外。
But other than watching animated things with my kids.
然后我只看那种科幻的东西。
I like science fiction. Yeah.
其他我都不看，我就我个人喜欢看这些东西。
These are the things I like.
那个很多年以前呢，我去买了一个电视剧。
Years ago, I bought a series, a TV series.
Yeah, season one, X-File.
X-File.
这只里面就是，当然我不是说一定有外星人，但圣经没有提到这个事情。
I don't think that there's UFO.
我只是个人的那个娱乐。
This is kind of like my, I enjoy this.
但是你会发现哦，看这个东西，因为一整个 season 很多集啊。
But there are many episodes in a season.
可能二十几集。
Like maybe 20 some episodes.
那个你看了就很难。很难不看。
And once you start, it's so hard to stop.
啊，你看完一集还想再看下一集。
After one episode, you want to watch the next one.
对，大家这个最后很多年了，就把它看完了。
Of course, you just try to finish all of them.
然后我想说，这个实在很难节制。
And I realized it's very hard to exercise self-control.
然后我还很想去买那个 season two. 对。
And I wanted to buy season two.
然后那个第二对，我还是很省的人，我不买全新的。
And, I'm very thrifty. I didn't want to buy, you know, brand new.
那我上网去找那种看过的，只要8块钱、10块钱就可以买。
And I went and looked in the internet for used, which is like probably $8-$10.
当然我就查了很久。
And I looked and looked for a long time.
最后。靠着几个恩典就没有去买。
And finally, by the grace of the Lord, I didn't buy it.
这个叫逃避。
This is talking about fleeing.
那你说买了 season two 之后还有 season three?
After season two, there's season three.
要看完到10个还11个 season, 这个很久。
And there are like 10 or some season that would take a long time.
所以有些事情逃避，你最好不要起头。
And many things just don't start.
那个，我那个有时候回国看探亲的时候
，When I go back to Taiwan to visit relatives，
那个我们有时候有点冲动，我们看到那个中国出的那种古装历史剧啊，觉得好像蛮不错的。
Sometimes we see this historical series and we feel like oh those are pretty good.
就是秦始皇，就是吕不韦，就是成吉思汗，就这种。但是每一套都是几十集啊。
But each of these have like, ten or so episodes.
那个买回来当然给一些比较来这边探亲年长的人看，可能还可以了。
It might be reasonable to have our like elders when they come visit us to watch this.
但是我想，如果我看下去，可能就很麻烦。
But for me, if I watch this and go on watching, it's going to be a bad thing.
所以要逃避，第一集都不要看。
So to flee, don't even start.
那个，但是现在那个很多韩剧也很长。
Now there are a lot of the Korean miniseries. They're also very long.
一看就是3-4集。
And once you start, there are like 30-40 episodes.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你要开头的话，你再要多想几项。
So before you start, you should think twice.
有些事情要逃避。
There are certain things we need to flee from.
那个最近有人买了那个 iPod Touch.
Somebody buy iPod Touch.
那个我可能讲过我的故事哦，我再讲一下这样。
I think I shared my story.
那我以前买的 iPod Touch 呢，我就觉得非常好用，很爱。
After I bought my iPod Touch, I think it's a really great gadget.
Yeah, 然后对，我就常常在那边查我的 email, 查我的那个 Facebook, 然后玩很多小游戏。
I look at my Facebook, my email, and then play games.
然后那个听不懂没关系啊，那个 Plant vs. Zombie 那个那个听不懂没关系，就是有的小游戏从头打到尾。
And so there's some games I play, you know, the whole thing.
那个时候 achievement 我都打到了。OK， 我花了不少的时间。
And I used a lot of time on this.
其实不知不觉你就发现你会陷在一些事情里面。
And slowly you find out yourself being engulfed in this thing.
对，所以我讲过，有一天早上我去漱口。然后拿着旁边在那边打的饮料。
And one day I was brushing my teeth and my other hand has my iPad looking at my email.
突然我的手一软了，那个就掉到马桶
里。And then it fell into the toilet.
然后从此之后那个网络功能就坏掉
了。Lost ability to go to the website.
但是那个读圣经的功能可以。
But to read the Bible still possible.
然后那个听诗歌的功能也可以。
And listening to hymns that's still working.
但是有些小游戏还可以玩，但是你知道不再玩了。
There's still some games that still work, but I don't do it anymore.
所以之后啊，那个我想要买一个那个 smartphone.
And after that, I was thinking about buying a smartphone.
那个智慧型手机。对，所以我的出发点倒不是要玩什么东西，因为我们公司开放的那个网路，怎么讲？我们公司的网路是限制，有很多限制。
Before our company's website has a lot of restrictions.
这样，就是我不能查我个人的 email 或是一些我需要用到一些常用的档案。
For example, I cannot look at my personal email or certain things that I'm interested in.
但是公司开放了另外一个那个无线网络呢，我们可以做一点私人的事情。
But the company opened another wireless thing so that we can use that to look at our personal stuff.
那我就想说，如果买一个那个东西的话，我可以在公司可以稍微做一下私人的事情，然后。也可以有那个 GPS， 你可以开车可以帮助一下。
And if I have a smartphone, I can access that website, and then I can also use it for my as a GPS.
对，但是我因为有以前的那个经验哦，我不太敢买。
But because of my previous experience, I was a little hesitant about buying it.
对，我想说这个事情是不是要逃避？
And I was thinking, do I need to flee with regards to this thing?
所以其实我后来还是买了，但是我买之前我祷告了两三个月。
But before I bought it, I prayed for like 2-3 months about it.
那我确定真的可以，我才敢买。
And only after I know I can do it, then I bought it.
OK, 有些东西哈，我们一开头就试着去逃避它，不要进去。
Some things we just need to flee from the start and don't enter in.
那有时候那个 iPad 我还不敢买。
I still dare not buy the iPad.
对，有时候你如果那个东西可能该睡觉时间你开始去玩它的话呢，你那个睡觉就少很多。
Like if you start playing it before you go to bed, you probably end up playing it for a long time and not go to bed early.
我最近看到一个报道，他做了一个对年轻人的那个 study.
There's a study about youth.
对，他在很多国家呢，让17-23岁的年轻人呢，有一天不能上网。
They let 17-23-year-olds and let them not be able to go to the web for one day.
Yeah, 他们不能用电脑，不能用他的电话，不能 text, 不能 Facebook.
Cannot use computer, cannot text, cannot use Facebook, cannot.
Yeah. 所以他们查完之后呢，他发现有79%，大概就是4%，80%的年轻人呢，有那种。Withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah, there are like 79% of those in the study have withdrawal symptoms.
那个 symptom 那个症状就是说，有点像你用drug 用药的那个 神你之后不用之后的那种症状。
It's very similar to those who use drug and then they cannot use it. There's that withdrawal.
意思就是说80%有那个或轻或重的程度，他有这种感觉。
The 79%, you know, some are the symptoms. Some are great, some are small.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们最好常常是跟神 connect to the Lord， 跟主连在一起。不是 connect to the phone。
It's the best thing is to be connected to the Lord and not to your phone.
Okay. 我第二点要抓紧一点。Okay, 我们看一下以弗所书第五章。
Let's look at Ephesians 5.
第五章第一到第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 to 4.
Okay. 第五章第一节我先念好，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Be therefore followers of God as dear children.
要效法神。
Follower of God.
Okay. 第三节，至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。
But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become a saint.
中文翻译很好，叫做圣徒的体统。
It's
becoming
saints.
Yeah.
It's becoming to saints. Yeah.
就是我们活的样子啊，要有一个像圣徒的那个样子。
We need to live as saints.
所以我是这点想要讲的哈，就是说弟兄姊妹，我们在一些事情上面，我们要试着学习去抓紧一点点。
In these things, we need to hold on fast.
人的倾向哈是会慢慢放松的。
It's very easy to kind of be not serious about things.
比如说那个亚伯拉罕有个侄子叫做罗德。
For example, Lot.
他分到那个地方之后呢，他住帐篷，然后圣经是怎么想的？他说，渐渐把帐篷挪移到一个索多玛那个地方。
Mm-hmm. At first, he was living in tent, and then gradually he moved his tent towards Sodom and Gomorrah.
然后神告诉我们，那个神给那个城市的那个评语是说，那个索多玛那个地方在神面前罪恶极大。
And that city, Sodom, is very sinful.
对，他就慢慢移到那个罪恶极大的城市里面住下来了。
And that's where Lot gradually moved to, and then he established himself there.
然后我们好，如果稍微放松一点哈，有可能随着时间的过去，我会慢慢更多放松。
If we kind of let loose and we gradually do that, then it will get more serious later.
如果我们放松好，如果有小孩的话，或是说你带人信主，或是有其他出信的话，你放松一点呢，他们看到你的时候，他们还会再多放松一点。
Oh, and if you let loose yourself, but you are serving as an example of other younger believers or your kids, they're going to loosen up too.
那个我以前去过西岸聚会，然后有一些年轻的年轻人来帮忙。
I went to WCCC and there were like young people who came to help.
对，那很久以前了，然后我看到一些年轻人，就是对不起啊，女孩子穿得很少。
And they were like the girls, they dressed they're kind of like not very bothersome.
所以弟兄姊妹不要觉得我们管太多了。
Don't think that we're too strict on this kind of thing.
有时候我们里面会有一个图画。
Sometimes there's an image inside of us.
对，我想那是美国人的习惯啊，就是这边很细，然后那个大概都露在外面。
They're like, you know, it's very common to wear like very skinny strap things.
然后那个，但是有时候我们有一些图画，如果大家想象一下，如果 教会里面所有的姊妹都那样穿。
But if you think of it, if all the women in the church wear things like that,
对，我们是不是还可以说我们整个教会是与世界分别的教会？
With that image, can we still say that we're separated from the world?
那个弟兄姊妹，那个指甲油。
The other thing is like nail polish.
这个也我也不想定什么样的标准。
I don't want to set any standard here.
但有时候我们讲一些事情的时候，我们里面有个图画。
But when we talk about certain things, we see something in our mind.
对，如果大家想哈，就是说，怎么讲呢？就是如果你想说那个教会里面所有的姊妹哈，有的是涂绿色的，有的是紫色的，有的是黑色的，每个人都涂，手跟脚都涂。
So just imagine like if everybody has nail polish and then they come in different colors.
对，我大家可以说这个是还是一个与世界分别的一个神的家。
When you look at it.It's kind of hard to say that we're separated from the world.
所以有时候，有时候我们会讲的比较严格一点。
Sometimes when we talk about this, we talk about it in a stricter way.
有时候是为了弟兄姊妹跟教会的好处。
It's for the good of brothers and sisters and also for the church.
我举一个我自己想象的一个极端的例子啊。
I'm gonna give an extreme example.
对，比如说，有一天有个妈妈，也许她，我不知道该怎么弄，挂个耳环，或是弄个什么 tattoo 啊。
嗯哼，是。Like for example, there's a mom, you know, and she has a tattoo.
对，那万一她的小孩以后就觉得说，那挂个鼻环也应该也可以。
And so, because of that example, maybe the kids, oh, it's okay to have a nose ring.
那也许他小孩的小孩，或是他的妹妹，他说以后挂个舌环，那也没关系。
Or maybe a tongue ring, maybe that's okay too.
我意思是说，当我们放松一点的话，还可以继续放松的。
When we let loose of certain things, there are more things that we can let loose of.
所以对于这个做父母的来讲呢，我们要有些事情只好去抓紧一点。
And that's why for parents, it's better to be more strict on certain things.
有时候我们讲到姊妹的这个那个装饰穿衣，你们可能觉得你们这些弟兄真是太多管闲事。
Maybe when we talk about the garments or you know, how sister dress, maybe you think, oh, these brothers, they really, they're overreaching this thing.
其实有时候是有一些图画在我们心里，在弟兄姊妹的心，在弟兄们的心里。
But actually, it's because of certain pictures that are in our minds.
但你要记得哈，圣经也管哦。
But you should know that the Bible also speaks to this thing.
对，圣经上面保罗也管，他说你们不要以贵价的编法装饰黄金当做你身上的装饰等等。
Because Paul mentioned that you should not use braided hair or gold or rings to be things that you adorn yourself with.
那比如说弟兄如果他去酒吧喝酒，那是喝。那个去搜求一下一点点，他觉得没关系。
Maybe for brothers, if they go to the bar to socialize, maybe they think that's no big deal.
那其实他儿子看到以后呢，他觉得哇，那这个酒吧是个好地方，以后常去没关系。
But then maybe his son may think, well, it's okay to go to bars.
那个我在大学的时候 ，college 的时候
，When I was in college.
我们班上的同学实在很奇怪。
Our class is kind of weird.
我读的是交通大学，隔壁是清华大学。
We're in 交通大学 ，and then the next door is 清华。
然后我们很多小吃摊都在清华大学门口对面。
There are many stalls.
Restaurant
eating stalls in front of 清华。
所以我们常常晚上十一二点呢。跑去吃夜宵宵夜。
So we go and have our midnight snack at night.
那去的话就开始拼酒。
And then we start drinking and competing.
然后就是我们喝很多酒。
We drink a lot.
然后每喝的话都要干杯。
Oh, we have to be bottoms up.
而且还逼着你干杯这样。
And we force other people to do that too.
大学就是这样。
That's our college life.
那个我记得有一次所以是有时候我们是抓紧点是一种保护。
So sometimes if we're more strict, it's a kind of protection.
有一次那个孙弟兄来哈，他提到一件事情。
Brother Sun mentioned one thing.
他说有一次他很少去，他不常去他儿子的，都大了嘛 ，high school， 他不常去他儿子的房间。
Rarely does he go to his son's room.
有一次他就是进去看一看。
But one time he went in and take a look.
他说他看见那个他儿子的那个电脑荧幕上面贴了一个 note， 贴一个小纸条。
He saw that there was a note on the computer of his son.
那个小纸条上面写说不要爱世界。
And on the note it says love not the world.
我看我们弟兄讲的时候，他眼光都湿了，那是以前的事情。
And he got teared up, you know, sharing about it.
这是什么意思呢？很多时候我们可以贴，比如说常常喜乐，要信靠主这些的字样。
Maybe sometimes we put rejoice always or other things, other verses.
但是你可以 sense， 你可以感觉得到，当一个年轻人贴说，真的是贴不要爱世界这句话的时候呢。
But when a young person put up this verse, love not the world.
他可能对这件事情真的有一些真实的认识。
He probably have real experience on this thing.
他担心哈，他可能担心他进到在电脑 internet 里面很多世界的东西。
Maybe he's thinking when he gets into the internet, there are many things of the world there.
他有点惧怕的感觉，他要提醒自己。
And he has fear and wants to remind himself.
那个，所以后来他去了很好的学校。
After that, the son went to a really good school.
然后有一次孙师母交通到一件事情。
And one time, Brother Sun's wife shared something.
他说他儿子在那个 Berkeley 的宿舍里面住。
His son was in the Berkeley dorm.
那个有一天有一个女孩子跑来找他。
One day, a lady came to look for him.
然后那个女孩子跟他说了，哎，我跟你们宿舍里面男生都睡过了，但是你还没有睡过。
She said that she had slept with all the men there except him.
他回去跟他妈讲的时候，他妈就吓死了。
And when he told his mom this story, the mom was really shocked.
弟兄姊妹，这个是世界。
This is the world.
当你进到一个地方的时候呢？如果你有那个与世界分别的心智，
When you are in a certain place and you have the heart to be separated from the world,
你我们就蒙保守。
Then there is protection for us.
所以很多事情，就是我们有时候有些事情会抓得比较紧，大家要体谅。
So we understand that's the reason why we're kind ofemphasizing on this thing.
我们也怕我们的儿女或是粗心的弟兄姊妹看见放松一点，他们放松更多。
We don't want our kids or young brothers and sisters to let loose, because if they see us let loose, they probably would let loose even more.
但对于我们这些做父母做比较长一点的人呢，我们自己也要非常的谨慎。
But for us who are parents or who have been earlier, know the Lord earlier, we need to be very careful too.
那我们生活也在我们的儿女的观察的底下。
Our life is in front of our kids.
对，为了他们，我们自己要学习抓紧一点。
For their sake, we need to be careful.
OK, 好，我时间已经过了。今天记得，大家什么都忘记的话，请记得两件事情。
You forget and everything, you need to remember at least two points.
第一件事情，我们要学习有些事情我们要舍弃，要放下。
We need to learn how to let go of certain things.
有些事情逃避，不要去做。
We need to flee and don't do that.
根本不要开始。
And don't even start.
啊，另外一个就是要学习抓紧一些事情，抓紧一点。
The other side is to hold on.
Okay, 好，我们有一点祷告。主，我们在这里同感谢你，给我们今天这段的时间。但愿主真是在与世界分别的事情上面，是吧？加重我们心中的看重，是吧？好叫我们真是在生活平常里面，虽然别人看不到，但是我们自己知道，主也知道。但愿我们真是学习能够常常分别出来，做一个过一个讨你喜悦的生活。谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。